Really important little introduction, this, the sources of finance. Comes up a lot as a question, you know, because one of the big decisions is where do we get finance from, the financing decision. So, and there's plenty of choices. What we've covered here is just an introduction, though. You know, debt versus equity. Debt is always cheaper because of the tax relief, etc. But we go into that in more detail later on in the course. All you need to know now at this stage, I think, is that debt is cheaper. That debt, unfortunately, has to be paid, the interest, whereas if you've got shares, the dividend doesn't have to be paid. So that's a downside of debt, even though it's cheaper. And that's the big downside. When you're thinking of debt, always think about, have I got enough assets to have security on them? You know, like when you get a mortgage, you have to get the mortgage on. Have I got enough security for that? You need to think about the future prospects because you have to pay interest, and the future prospects of the business is really important, because if you are about to go into a little slump, a little downside, well, if you've just issued shares, it doesn't matter. You can reduce your dividends a little bit, but you can't do that with interest. You have to pay the same amount of interest each time. So be careful of that with debt and equity, but we do go into it in more detail. On the equity side, always think about the types of equity, such as you can place it for a public placing, or you can have a rights issue where the shares just go to the existing shareholders. Again, we talk about it in more detail, but I think it's worthwhile just mentioning it now. And then operating leases, that's another way. It's a source of finance. For example, when I started my business in Malta, we didn't buy the building because there's too much risk involved in buying the building. Would the business do well? Would the business be able to pay for the building? And so what we did was we leased on an operating lease. We got one out for 5 years, which means I could just start up. I didn't need all the capital to begin with. I didn't worry too much because I wouldn't have too much to pay because my commitment was less if the business didn't do well. If anything got broken, that was fine. It's up to the landlord to put it right, because at the start of a business, you don't have much money. So, you know, there's plenty of advantages of an operating lease. Make sure you know all of those. And then the final bit of this, which is probably the most important in terms of where we are in the course at the moment, is the rights issue. In terms of numbers. So make sure you understand what a rights issue is. Just an issue of shares to existing shareholders, which means we get more money from existing shareholders, which means, if you think about it, existing shareholders must like us. If they don't, if we aren't giving them many dividends or we aren't performing very well, well, in the exam then, don't suggest a rights issue, because probably your existing shareholders will not want to give you any money. They'll not want more shares because the ones they've currently got aren't performing very well. So anyway, presuming that they have it, you will then need to understand, well, what's the effect on the share price, which is what we call the theoretical X rights price, the TERP, theoretical X rights price, what happens after the rights issue. And you will see how to work that out in the video. And then just realise that shareholder wealth doesn't go down because the share price will go down. And that's just simply because there are more shares in issue. So the share price will go down a little bit, but shareholder maximisation will stay the same because the share price will go down, but there'll be more shares. So it should equal itself out.